Joan Tower is one of America's leading contemporary composers. She was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938 and raised in South America, where her father worked as a mining engineer. Her early musical experiences included family musicales in which she participated on piano and percussion. After returning to New York, she completed studies at Bennington College and Columbia University. From 1969 to 1984, Dr. Tower was active as founder and pianist with the Da Capo Chamber Players in New York. She has been the subject of television documentaries in this country and in England. In 1998, she was elected to the American Academy of Arts and Letters and was also named the recipient of the Delaware Symphony's Alfred I. DuPont Award for Distinguished American Composers. Her orchestral pieces have been performed by such orchestras as St. Louis, New York, Tokyo, Toronto, London, Chicago, and Dallas. In 1985, Tower was appointed composer-in-residence with the St. Louis Symphony. In 1990, she received the University of Louisville Grawemeyer Award for Music Composition for her piece Silver Ladders. Tower was the fifth recipient of this $150,000 prize, competing against 140 other entries submitted from around the world. She was the first woman and the first American-born composer to receive it. It is that piece we're going to hear in a minute. Tower's music deals with the choreography of sound, and the line of sound that she creates in Silver Ladders moves vertically. She says this: "I was trying to see if I could make the simple action of an upward-moving line an integral ingredient of the structure. By creating an architecture of lines moving upwards at different speeds and varying degrees of intensities and surrounding textures, and juxtaposing these with opposite types of events, such as stasis, I hoped to create a perspective on the feeling of moving upwards." So, listen for the ascending scale in the first section of the piece. Then you'll hear things level out and quiet down for a while. The third section of the piece uses a motive of rising fourths, which Tower borrowed from Schoenberg's Chamber Symphony No. 1, Opus 9. This motive eventually mingles with the scales. There are four solos in Silver Ladders for clarinet, oboe, marimba, and trumpet, and these provide a flowing contrast to the solidity of the orchestral ladder, a change of density as well as of mood. The silver in the title conveys images of that metal in solid and molten states, as heavy blocks and delicate filigree. There are some really shimmery places in the piece, too. So listen to the textures and the architecture of this piece as we hear it performed by the St. Louis Symphony with Leonard Slatkin conducting.